What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a train. I'm deep pain. You know me. I'm big music, never boy. I know the club goes at three. What's the chance?
And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to make sure you guys go to signgreenshow.com. That's signgreenshow.com. Make sure you check out The Sign Green Show on WGN Plus. I'm also there. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you can do that as well. It's Sign Green Show Media. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sign Green Show. One of the reasons that I played that a little bit of T-Pain is that T-Pain is known for using a program called Auto-Tune. And Auto-Tune's it's been around for a while, but he's one of the artists that kind of brought it to me, and this is my opinion, he brought it like back into, you know, the main front of music. And there's been a lot of debate on whether this technique is cool to use or not, and it's been like debated all over, right? And I always wondered who invented Auto-Tune. Who was the guy that's responsible for this cool program? Because I personally like Auto-Tune. So without further ado, I want to bring in the CEO of Antares Audio Technology, is Dr. Andy Hildebrand. He joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing all right. So first of all, you actually went to school here in Chicago, correct?
I went to school at University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, great. So he's a hometown guy making good. So, all right, when you first came up with Auto-Tune, what was the whole plan of coming up with this?
Well, when the idea first came up, I was having a luncheon with my distributor, and his wife said, "I wish you could make me a box that I could sing and make me sing in tune." So everybody looked kind of dejected at that idea, so I set it aside. I didn't do anything for a year.
Wow.
And then I was looking for something to do. I thought that was a pretty straightforward project, so I designed and programmed it, and it was a big hit.
Now when you, I mean, this is obviously not your first go around with you know, dealing with instruments and being able to sample different instruments, because you were kind of responsible for like when you like sampling like whole orchestras and being able to actually just be able to play it on the actual synthesizer keyboard. Is that correct?
Right. That's one of my first products in music, was an algorithm that would remove the artifacts from making sustained sounds on samplers, and this made samplers usable, say in movie tracks and so forth. So, yeah.
So, I mean, how does Auto-Tune actually?
That takes me back another 10 years beyond Auto-Tune.
Oh wow! So take me back as far as like when you came up with that with the synthesizers, because that really interests me, because when I think of a keyboard now, I'm just thinking about, you know, when I open up that box and it comes with all these different, you know, programs in it and different sounds. I never sat there and thought about how do they get all these sounds into this keyboard or into this program. How is that done?
Well, the sounds I worked on were sampled from orchestras, typically. So they take a short recording and they put it in a keyboard. The problem is the keyboards back then didn't have much memory, so they couldn't hold the sustained sound. So they have to repeat it over and over again. Now, I was retired at that time at age 40 and went back to school, the Shepherd School of Music, and I was majoring in music composition. I was writing music. I wanted to use a synthesizer, but it sounded really bad. So I made this algorithm to make it sound well. And a friend of mine said, you know, you can make money at that. So that got me started in processing data for music.
Oh, wow. Now, as far as Auto-Tune is concerned, how does that actually work? Because I know for myself, I can't hold a tune. So I never thought of myself actually singing into a microphone and having it like being corrected in real time. So how does that concept actually work?
Listen to your pitch while you're singing, instant by instant. It's constantly tracking your pitch. And when you're close to a scale note, it moves you to that note. It can move you quickly or slowly. I have a control in the software called the speed dial. And on a slow song, you don't want to move quick to the closest note. You want to move slow, so you turn down the speed dial. On a fast tune, when the notes are short, you turn up, they turn the speed dial towards zero so you can get to that the correct note quickly. Now, it turns out I had the speed dial setting at zero, which means tune instantaneously to the closest note.
Wow.
And that's what people hear a lot in recorded music. It was designed to be used so you wouldn't know it was being used.
Right, and it's like now you can ask.
And it's used a lot.
Yeah.
In many, many recordings to get singers' voices in tune without you knowing it. However, if you turn that dial to zero, you get this kind of quantized effect in pitch.
Right.
And that's been popular on its own in many genres.
Yeah, so I mean, how long have people been using AutoTune? Because I'm under the impression that AutoTune's, you know, less than, you know, 10 years old. Has it been being used longer than that?
We first published it in 97, and it's the effect that Cher used a couple years later in the song Believe.
Right, right. Now, do you think, I mean, personally, do you think most artists now have become too dependent on this product?
Well, it's like asking, are they dependent on reverb or are they dependent on compressors? Well, they're tools they use. And you can take a singer that's not so good and work on it or work on his or her sound in the studio and make it pretty well. But to use it live, you have to be awfully close begin with.
Right, right. Now,
too dependent, I don't know. Will there ever be a time when there's no more AutoTune? I kind of doubt it.
Now, you have AutoTune 8 and the latest version of one of your products. What features does AutoTune 8 have?
Well, interestingly enough, we added a feature that if you're not close to a scale note, it doesn't do anything with your pitch.
Ah.
So it can kick in. You can turn this dial from one extreme to the other. One extreme is just the auto-tune we've always had. At the other extreme, it doesn't do any pitch changing. But in the middle, it kind of lets your natural, I would say, your natural inflections come through. But it only fixes you if you hold sustain a pitch close to a note.
Oh, wow.
It's more natural sounding. But you have to be a better singer to use it.
Ah, so that's the trick to it. Now, one thing I always wanted to know about, you know, just auto-tune and all this stuff with music is that your product is compatible with so many different digital audio workstations. Is that hard to actually do to get it to be able to function on multiple platforms, or is this something that you never really thought that could happen?
Well, the environment's always changing. Luckily, we have some standards to interface the digital audio workstations to the plugins. And but, you know, and when you're moving from 32-bit to 64-bit machines, from one operating system to the next one, from one version of software to another one with more features, there's always a lot of work to do to keep up with the technology.
All right, and last question. What are you currently working on now? Because I also read that you also like to make furniture, and this is something that surprised me when I was reading your bio. You actually make furniture, too?
Wow, where did you get that? That's a good bio you got there. Yeah, I'm an amateur woodworker. I've been doing woodwork since I was 18 years old.
Wow. And so, do you make it and just have it for display? Or do you actually just use it? And I mean, how do you?
I use it. I make it for my friends and family and myself, and I use what I make.
Oh, wow. That's something really good to know. I never knew that can come from somebody that actually makes like all this cool technology that everybody's using. And it's such a leading force in the music industry right now. Dr. Andy Hildebrand, he is the CEO of Antares Audio Technology, chief scientist Wow, it's been so great talking to you. Make sure you guys check out AntarisTech.com. It's AntarisTech.com. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been a big honor, actually being able to talk to the man that's behind AutoTune. And thank you for joining me, man.
Okay, nice to meet you, Sean, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll be back right after this.